Blog Talk Radio.
How's it going out there?
I'm doing all right, man. You know, just a typical day in New York City. It's hot. You know, it's almost the weather I like, except there's no breeze. I need the breeze. If we just had a little bit of breeze, you know, this would be perfect weather for me. But it's too hot.
Yeah, for real.
I'm a summer guy, but this we need the breeze, man.
I want you.
But, you know, let's get down to serious business. You know, we talk sports and entertainment, everything else, you know. Of course, you guys know the number is 917-388-4189. That's 917-4189. And we're going to talk about a multitude of topics here. We're going to talk the Mets, Noah Syndergaard winning his first Major League game in his Citi Field debut, his second ever start of his career. We're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about the Yankees pounding the Royals, the AL East, AL champion Royals, the defending AL East champion Royals. Yankees will whoop their behind. We'll talk about that also. We'll talk about, speaking of butt whooping, the Rockets, they're about to advance. They're leading 103-94 as we're speaking right now. We're going to talk about that as well. Also, the Rangers taking game one of the Eastern Conference Final. We'll also talk about the Western Conference Finals as well that's going on right now. And, of course, as usual, folks, you know, we always talk WWE when there's a pay-per-view coming on. And we're going to talk about Payback because Payback's going to happen. I wish Payback's going to happen to Seth Rollins, but we'll give you our thoughts about who we think is going to win, which matches, and especially the main event. But without further ado, let's do this, man. Let's talk. Let's talk the Rangers, man.
Power Rangers.
Go Power Rangers, man. They did it again, man. 2 years in a row, they came back 3-1 from a 3-1 deficit, and they're still alive, man.
Yeah.
They're like the Undertaker before he faced, you know, Brock Lesnar. You know, they just
found
a way to win, man. You know, and they're currently on a 4-game winning streak in the playoffs. They beat the Tampa Bay Lightning.
Yep.
By the final score of 2-1 yesterday afternoon. It was basically there was histories. You know, the two captains of both teams were traded for each other. So you know that there was a lot of drama. You know, Ryan Callahan facing his former team. And, the Rangers prevail. What's your thoughts, man?
Yeah, that was an exciting Game 7. I mean,
Are you talking about Game 1? I was talking about Game 1, but you're talking about Game 7 with the Capitals. Yeah, let's review. Let's do that, man.
Yeah, when they came back from 3-1, like you mentioned, that Game 7 was exciting when Stefan hit the game winner in overtime. And there's nothing better than seeing a Game 7 overtime. But, yeah, Rangers managed to come back, win that series 3-1, like you said, second year in a row, advance to the Stanley Cup Eastern Conference Finals. And they did their job by defending their home court by winning game one against the Tampa Bay Lightning.
Oh, yeah.
A close game, 2-1, but it's still exciting. So they have to, win the second game here tomorrow night against the Caps so they can go up 2-0 and eventually, win this series so they can go back to the Stanley Cup Finals for the second year in a row.
Oh yeah, no doubt, man. Like you said, Lundqvist, man, he's been dominating, and the Rangers, they've played what 70-71 games in the playoffs. That's the most in like I think modern day history. I mean,
yeah.
I mean, this team, man, they can't die. You know,
for real.
And the New York fans, we love that, man. They represent the team. Our city. They got that blue collar mentality, and having their Stefan score that goal, it was reminiscent of Stefan Matteau's goal against the Devils in '94. So basically, if we're in a game winning situation, if a guy on the Ranger has Stefan somewhere in his name, first name, middle name, last name, nickname, he's gonna score the game. He's gonna clinch the series with a goal.
Yeah, for real. For real.
Maybe me and you should, sit up with the Rangers right now and add Stefan to our middle names. See what happens. But, it was a great win, man. Get them one step closer, finally hoisting that Stanley Cup, hopefully, first time since '94. And, let's see. It's just, like you said, they got to play tomorrow. We'll see. We'll see what happened in game two. So, it's early. They got to do what they did in game one, defend home court. I mean, home ice, I should say. And we'll see what happens.
It's a good start.
And I guess we'll shift. Let me see. I think Blackhawks are leading right now, if I'm not mistaken. The Western Conference Final, I think last time I checked was 4-1. Let me
I think that game's over right now. Let me see.
Let me check.
It might have just ended.
You're probably right, because I think it was in the third period. Let's see. Yes, you are correct. It is, as a matter of fact, it was the Anaheim Ducks that beat the Blackhawks.
4-1.
The Ducks lead the Western Conference Finals, 1-0.
Yeah.
So, looks like they don't need a million extra visits after all.
For real, and the Blackhawks have been playing great in these playoffs. So, right now they're down 1-0, which is surprising, because the Blackhawks have looked, unstoppable.
Yeah, they won the Stanley Cup a few years ago.
Yeah, 2013. Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, I mean, this is conference championship. They're two great teams, battling out to try to stay inside the winner of the Lightning. That's another, game to keep your eye on, of course.
Yeah.
And, speaking of playoff games, the Rockets, they're defending their home court right now. The game is in their final seconds. Trevor Ariza, he scored 20 points. He's 6 for 12 so far in the game. They're leading 107-96. There's a little under a minute left, 555.8 to be exact. And the Clippers are looking to advance.
Yeah, Rockets are up by 11 right now.
Mm-hmm.
So Rockets win this, they advance to the Western Conference to play the Warriors.
Yep.
Clippers blew this 3-1 series lead that they had.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be unfortunate. They had a chance to wrap it up at home, the other night on Thursday, but they just couldn't.
Yeah, man. And, it's sad because they had the highlight of the franchise, eliminating the Spurs in the playoffs, man. And then they had all that momentum going into this series, and they, the Rockets, man, it's like this, the Star Spangled Banner with the Rockets, red glare. The
box for real.
Busting inside, what was it, the Toyota Center or whatever they call it?
Yeah, the Harden's been playing great. Trevor Ariza, former Nick, has been playing great,
Oh, yeah.
Josh Smith, the other night, stepped up for them. So Rockets, they've been playing well these last few games.
And then they're gonna face the Warriors, in the NBA. So that's a must see game right there.
Yeah, that's gonna be a tough matchup.
That is, no doubt. Two former successful players, coaching. Who's won championship? You got Kevin McHale coaching the Rockets. And you got Steve Kerr, a rookie head coach, obviously known for his, impressive, play as a Bull, as a player.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he's trying to win his first title for the, the Warriors and of his, NBA coaching career. So I thought this year was the worst regular season in the history of the NBA, but this playoff series, man.
Yeah.
We're having one of the best playoff series ever. It's like reminiscent of the '90s. That's how good it is, man.
Yeah, these playoffs have been very entertaining, I would say.
Old school. I mean, '90s back. All those rivalries. Knicks, Lakers, Celtics.
Yep.
Man, you name it all. I mean, we're seeing some impressive basketball being played here.
Oh, yeah. It's I couldn't stop watching those buzzer beaters 3 nights in a row. And these playoffs have been very exciting to watch.
And you're going to have the Cavs versus the Hawks.
Yep.
Do we need to say more? I mean, Cavs, Hawks, and just say LeBron. And then that's the end of the conversation.
Yeah. It's going to be fun to watch.
Man, if I have to convince you to watch LeBron James try to win another championship, but this time with the Cavaliers against the Hawks, who's trying to win the their first title, man. I mean, you're clearly not an NBA fan right there. So
yeah, and
that's must watch.
Yeah, Hawks looking to go, make it to the finals for the first time in like freaking over 30 years. You know, it's been a while since they've been in the finals.
Days,
yeah. Not even Dominique Wilkins, going back Lenny Wilkins days. not even Lenny Wilkins. We're far back than that, you know. Further back, like 70s, you know. So, no, it's been a long time since they've been to the NBA Finals.
Let me see, I'm trying to think. Wasn't Pete Maravich, I think he was on the Hawks, but it was in San Antonio, if I'm not mistaken?
What are you talking about?
I'm trying to think. What team?
Last time the Hawks were in the Finals?
I'm trying to remember what team Pete Maravich was. I think it was the Jazz, if I'm not mistaken.
It was the Jazz. I don't know if Pete Maravich played for the Atlanta Hawks. Did he?
Now I'm confused.
I know he played for the Jazz. I know he played for the Celtics.
I'm gonna have to look that up.
Didn't he play for was New Orleans? But it was in Hornets. It was what was the team called again? Yeah, I mean, he spent most of his career with the Jazz, I think.
I think so, yeah. I think so. But yeah, we're gonna have to research that off there.
Oh, actually, you know what? I just found out he did play for the Hawks in his rookie, from his rookie to his fourth or fifth year. And then play for the New Orleans Jazz, which then became the Utah Jazz.
Gotcha. So there you go.
Yeah.
That's right, folks. Kids.
Yeah.
But all joking aside, the Rockets got this series wrapped up, and they're just running down the clock. The Houston Rockets will advance into the Western Conference Final to face the Warriors.
Yeah, I would have loved to see the Clippers and Warriors conference final. That would have been a great matchup. Mm-hmm. Both teams score, run up and down, shoot threes, but fortunately that won't happen.
Yeah, it's not going to happen.
But it's still going to be a good series with the Rockets and Warriors.
Oh, yeah, no doubt about that. And, let's move on to before we get into that, you know, the NBA draft is going to be this Tuesday, ladies and gentlemen. So we're going to finally find out, will the Knicks get the number one pick, or will they fall all the way down to the fifth spot, which I'm hoping that doesn't happen. Well, we'll definitely let you guys know next episode, man. Nets haven't been playing well lately. You know, they had like a 5-game losing streak last night. They bust out of it in a big way. I'm trying to think. Granderson hit a home run. Wilmer Flores hit a grand slam. And he became the first NL player, I believe, in Major League history to hit a grand slam in an NL park batting ninth. That's a long statistic, huh?
Yeah, for real.
But congratulations to him. DeGrom got even up his record 4-1. I mean, 4-4, I should say. And today, Syndergaard, he pitches, you know, after he, you know, he had a decent start against the Cubs last week. I mean, there were some errors that, you know, there was an error by Murphy that could have cost him the game at that point. But, you know, he lost his composure a little bit, loaded up the bases. And then afterwards, you know, he got out of that inning, but unfortunately, you know, the Cubs, you know, would beat him, score some runs on him in the sixth, and but he would lose his major league debut on Tuesday. And the Cubs swept the Mets in a 4-game series. They came back on Friday night against the Brew Crew, and they got beat up to 1 against Cologne. Cologne had his worst start as a Met. Hands down, third inning, I think they scored like at least 5 runs on them or something like that. It was like ridiculous. Then Saturday night, they scored 10 runs in 1 inning. Ladies and gentlemen, let me repeat that again. The New York Mets, the team that's been struggling, ever since their 11-game winning streak. They scored 10 runs in one inning, and that catapulted them to snap the 5-game losing streak. And today, Syndergaard, in his second Major League start, gets his first Major League win. And, you know, congratulations to him.
Well, you know, the Mets have been, they're going through this little hiccup right now, like the Yankees have been going through.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I mean, Colon has been pitching good for the most part this year.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, you know, things like that are going to happen where he's going to have a bad, you know, a bad outing. But he'll bounce back. But Mets pounded the Bucks yesterday. Or not the Bucks, the Brewers, I should say.
Mm-hmm.
What was it, 12-1? 12-0 or something?
14-1.
Yeah, that was crazy.
And then they continued the momentum, won the final score of 5-1.
Yeah, so they're back on the winning streak again.
Oh, yeah.
Just the Nationals are close behind. Nationals have been playing very good.
And the team that they need to beat in this division, even though Mets are, you know, I believe they're still in the first place, because I haven't, during this losing streak, as usual, when my teams are losing, I don't tend to look at the standings. All I do is just whatever the standing, the L was, just add another L to the column. I don't even bother looking.
Yeah.
But I think they're still in first place. I hope so. I'm afraid to look, but I think they're still in first place.
And, yeah, it looks like you guys are still, actually, one game in front of them, it looks like.
Yeah, man, just by the skin of their teeth, they're leading in the division. Thanks to the Cubs, a team that hasn't won back-to-back championships since 1907 and 1908. They're behind, man. Shoot, it looked like they put the Billy Goat curse on us, man. it was embarrassing, man. They just whooped our behind, man.
They're a good team. They're a good team this year.
Yeah, I know. They're a few games over 500. You know,
it seems you guys almost.
Like what? 20 and 15 or something like that.
21-16. Yeah, one win from having the same record as you guys.
Yeah. So they, you know, like you said, Joe Maddon, man. He's the difference maker, man. He turned that franchise around. You got T.O. Epstein from the Red Sox, which of course he's familiar with. You know, curses from a story franchise, which are your rival team, the Red Sox.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I knew, you know, eventually those two guys would get it together, you know, click, you know.
Yeah.
And
looks
Tampa
like
Bay,
real well.
Tampa Bay Rays should never let that guy go. It's kind of like the and that's what, you know, makes me PO'd about sports. How is Scott Brooks fired by the Thunder? No, I mean, not Thunder. The Thunder, right, exactly. Because this guy, like, I don't know how many games over 500 this guy is. He had one losing season, to my knowledge, this year, and it's because Durant and Westbrook got hurt. And
mm-hmm.
That's why he had that slow start. And you mean to tell me that's the reason why he's fired? Come on.
Yeah.
That's a joke. And
it
then there's rumors that Tom Thibodeau might get fired. And this guy's been taking – He's been taking the Bulls to the brink of a championship every single year, even though Derrick Rose always gets hurt all the time.
Yeah, he might be let go or might be traded. They're talking about.
It's a joke. I mean, you know, come on, have some grace. It's kind of like, I mean, at least this kind of reminds me of the Larry Brown with the Knicks. I mean, sure. Larry Brown had been tied the worst record in Knicks history. But this guy had a track record second year. His teams bounced back.
Yeah.
You know, this is like, you know, 2006, 2007 with the Knicks. So this is kind of, you know, passe. But, you know, that's my correlation, you know, with, you know, people, you know, GMs, front office firing a successful manager, and you don't want to put the blame on the players.
Right.
The players play. The manager can only coach and give them strategy, you know, what they can do. I mean, it's sports, man. Just play the game.
Yeah, I agree with you, man. But that Tom, a lot. I mean, once going back to Tom Thibodeau, I mean, once he if he is let go, I mean, a lot of teams are going to want him.
Yeah.
Especially the Pelicans, who recently fired their coach. I forget his name. He's been there for since 2000. Monty Williams. There you go.
Monty Williams. Right. Yes. Right.
So, and Monty Williams, you know, he I guess they'll switch places. Monty Williams probably go to the Bulls, maybe. Who knows?
Well, and doesn't like, I'm trying to think, oh, the Cavaliers head coach might get fired too if they get eliminated. You know,
yeah.
You know, David Biato, however you pronounce this guy's name. Sure. I'm not his daddy. I didn't give him that name. I don't know it. But in any case, yeah, man, let's talk about the pay-per-view payback, I should say. Seth Rollins, he's going to try to defend his title in his second ever title defense as the WWE World Heavyweight Champion. And yeah, man, unfortunately, I'm rooting for Dean Ambrose. I want to see Dean Ambrose do that, you know, that Carlos line into the Dirty Deeds and get his first championship, but unfortunately, I see Seth Rollins finding a way to win, and Kane's gonna help him, and then I guess Kane's gonna finally turn, because they've been teasing this turn literally every single episode. I was gonna say every week, but no, every single episode, SmackDown, Raw, shoot, they just keep teasing that Kane's, it's every episode, Kane attacks Seth Rollins, and then he does what's, quote-unquote, what's best for business. I mean, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah, it's, tonight's going to be interesting, because, I want to see if Kane does become,
a good guy.
A face. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that, like they've been hinting, you know, the last month or so.
If they don't do it tonight, I mean, I already lost interest in that story, him turning into a good guy anyway, you know, because each chance he has a chance to try to redeem himself, he just does what's best for business anyway, so.
Yeah. It'll be interesting. I mean, who knows? Maybe Rollins does lose and Kane gets fired and then becomes a good guy. Maybe that happens.
Maybe that is. I mean, that would be the only way he could legitimately be a good guy.
Yeah.
You know, Kane, like Big Show, is always bad as a bad guy. I mean, the only time Kane was okay as a good guy was when he, two reasons, when he's in a tag team, either with Daniel Bryan or with Undertaker, Brothers
right.
of Destruction. Other than that, Kane as a good guy, solo wrestler, it's like, okay, you burn people and we're supposed to think you're a good guy? I don't know.
Yeah, you're right.
But in any case, we're going to see what happened with that. Trying to see what else happened. Oh, Daniel Bryan, because of injury, which could be career-threatening, he relinquished the title, the Intercontinental title. So, unfortunately, he is no longer the Intercontinental champion, and, you know, it's sad. Fan favorite may never wrestle again.
That's, you're talking about which match?
I'm talking about Daniel Bryan. I'm talking about Daniel Bryan. He's, you know.
Oh, Daniel Bryan.
You know, giving up the Intercontinental title.
Yeah. Well, is that going to happen? Is that confirmed it's going to happen?
You mean giving up the title?
Yeah.
Yeah, he said it on Raw.
Oh, right. Yeah, you're right. Damn, I forgot all about that.
Yeah.
Wow.
So, yeah, I'm guessing ultimately whatever they're going to do to determine who gets the Intercontinental title, I assume the next Intercontinental champion will be King Barat.
It's going to be a tournament. They have a tournament for it, most likely.
Is it tonight or is it at Elimination Chamber?
Not tonight. Yeah, probably going to be Elimination Chamber or maybe on Raw.
Probably even Raw.
Yeah.
Yeah. King Barat is my pick for that Intercontinental title.
I think so. I think King Barat will probably gain. Or maybe give it to Dolph Ziggler or Sheamus.
Yeah, but they had the title already.
They buried it.
Yeah, way better too, right? That's true. I just confused myself too. But you know, he's the king. He has to have a title, you know. I mean,
true.
Other than the title, you know. So
I guess that would, I did guess that would make more sense.
But yeah, he's gonna face Neville tonight, and I assume he's gonna beat. I assume he's gonna beat Neville. You know, I mean,
of course.
Again, you know, Neville came close in the King of the Ring match, but I mean, it makes no sense to kill his momentum as King. So that's gonna go down. Oh yeah, they have. I'm trying to think. Macho Mandel, aka Damian Sandow, he's joining forces with Axelmania, Curtis Axel, to form the new version of the I forgot the name of the tag team already. The
Mega Powers.
Yeah, Mega Powers. Thank you. That's it. So they're trying to make a imitation of that. And, you know, hey, I hope it works out. You know, they're going to face Ascension. It makes sense to me. I'm probably more optimistic about that match than you are. But I think it'll be interesting to see what they're going to do with that.
That's probably going to be the opening match, pre-show match, which they're going to have in about half an hour or so.
Right. Who do you think is going to win? I think Macho Man. I think Mega Powers is going to win.
I think Connor and Victor are going to win. Ascension.
The Ascension.
Yeah.
Two 80s tag team copycats are going to battle each other.
Yeah.
It's going to be like Mega Powers versus LOD or Demolition.
Exactly.
Hopefully it'll live up to that moniker. And there's also other tag team match. New Day, I think, is defending their title against, Cesaro and Tyson Kidd. As I believe Cesaro and Tyson Kidd are going to try to regain the title.
Yeah, New Day's going to win that. They're going to retain it.
Yeah, New Day's going to retain it. Let's see. What other matches are there off the top of my head? Ryback versus Bray Wyatt. I think I'm going to pick Bray Wyatt. I mean, you know, he's been losing a lot of marquee pay-per-view events, Bray Wyatt.
I could see him winning this one. I think he'll win.
I think he'll win. It makes more sense for him to win than Ryback.
Yeah.
Let's see, what other matches are there off the top of my head? There's a Divas match, I assume, right?
Naomi Tamina versus Bella Twins.
Right. Is it a tag team match or a title match?
Tag team.
The Divas title is not even on the line?
No, it's Naomi and Tamina versus the Bella Twins.
There's like the WrestleMania match.
Except yeah.
Substitute Paige and AJ.
Yeah.
Let's see.
Naomi and Tamina is going to win.
Oh, yeah. United States is Cena versus Rusev. Cena, come on. I quit match. You know Cena's going to win. I'd be shocked if Cena loses. I quit match.
Yeah, I think he'll win it again. And then hopefully this ends their feud. Damn.
Yeah, I know. This will end their feud because Cena says if he loses the title, he's not going to ask for a rematch. So that'll definitely end the feud either way.
I hope so. They've been fighting for the last four pay-per-views.
And Cena, the problem is Cena keeps winning. I mean,
yeah.
if they would have switched, kind of like, let's say Cena won at WrestleMania and then he lost it at the what's the other pay-per-view?
Rusev won the first one, the first match he had. Oh, and Cena has won the last two.
Yes, you're right. You're right. The match before it. What pay-per-view was that on? I forgot the name of it. It was on February. Fastlane. You're right.
Yeah.
Fastlane. Rusev did win, and then afterwards, Cena's won the next two. And then, yeah, you're right. They've been facing each other four consecutive pay-per-views.
Yeah. Come on, already.
They needed to make it fresh. Make them lose at the whatchamacallit. The paper, which one? The one that just ended. What was the one that just ended? Past, the one that
King
just,
of the Ring?
No, not King of the Ring. The one before that.
The WrestleMania was before that, wasn't it?
Between WrestleMania and Payback. There was a Payback.
Oh, Elimination Chamber?
No, Elimination Chamber is next week.
I mean, not Elimination Chamber. I mean,
Extreme Rules. Thank you. That's it. I'm thinking myself. Extreme Rules.
Oh, yeah, there you are. Yeah. Something with an E I was thinking of.
Yeah. So stuff. That's when he should have lost, and then
right.
Cena would have regained it.
Right.
That would have made it more interesting because Cena losing, I don't see it happening tonight.
And I don't see it happening too.
And plus, Lana is you know turning into a face right now, so.
This is basically going to be like Alberto Del Rio with Ricardo Rodriguez. You know, he lost his manager, the manager that got him heat, you know, the manager that, you know, that got him interesting, that set him apart from everybody else, all the other superstars in the, you know, in the ring. But now he's taking Lana away from him. I mean, Lana's, she's awesome. I understand why they, you know, they want her to go solo, you know. But that's going to kill Rusev. Might as well hand in his resignation papers because all the momentum he had, I mean, that's nobody's going to care about him. Period.
Nah, it's pretty much been the last, because he's lost his Cena the last two months, he doesn't have that same, he's not as intimidating as he once was.
You're right. Exactly. Losing at WrestleMania, you know, that was obvious, you know, that made sense, you know. But having him lose, I don't know, The next one, we know who Cena is. I mean, it didn't make any sense for Cena to win again. I mean, hey, don't get me wrong, USA, you know, I'm glad, you know, we got the title, you know, but WWE-wise, you know, professional wrestling-wise, you know, it made more sense for him to lose the title, make him question if he could do it again.
Yeah.
But having him act like, can he do it again when he's going to most likely win 3 in a row against Rusev? And the only way Rusev won is because he cheated, which obviously he's a heel. That's heel number one, you know, 101, I should say, you know. So we'll see what happened with that match.
Yeah, it should be a good match.
Yeah, it should be.
Well, going back to Cena Fatch real quick, if Lana does turn, maybe, who knows, maybe she is at Cena's side, don't you think?
Yeah, that would explain it. Yeah, that would make sense, you know. For, you know, she crosses him the match. And, you know, it's basically a modern-day Fable Mark Merrill situation. I mean,
right.
Lana and Rusev are in real life dating, you know. Mark Merrill and Sable were husband, at least at that time or prior to that, you know. So she's not married to Brock Lesnar right now, but
right,
yeah, that storyline reminds me very much of that. That's going to be an interesting matchup as well. Any other matches or anything you'd like to get off your chest?
Yeah, Ziggler Sheamus, that's another one.
Right, another rematch of that. Ah, Sheamus. Sheamus is going to win. I mean, see, Ziggler did win the match, but, you know, Ziggler still kissed Sheamus behind because he got knocked out. So, I guess Sheamus should win this one.
Because Ziggler didn't get to kiss his white ass at WrestleMania.
Technically, Ziggler won, but it seemed like it's a loss because, you know, his victory was tainted after that. Sheamus cheating, basically.
I think Sheamus will get his revenge tonight by beating up on Ziggler
with the bro kick.
Yeah, and the main event—that's the big match of the night. I know you talk about Kane, but you know, tonight, hey, if there is an upset, I could see my boy Ambrose.
Oh yeah,
you know what I'm saying, winning the championship tonight, you know.
I hope that happens, and
Ambrose and his former Shield member War Marines are both looking to win their first ever WWE title, and of course Randy Orton, the guy forgotten in this feud, he's going to try to win, I believe, his 13th championship.
Yeah, I don't see Randy Orton winning it, but
I don't see it either.
If anyone were to win it tonight, it's probably going to be Ambrose or Reigns, you know?
Yeah. Or Rollins. I mean, if it's not Rollins, obviously.
I think Kane will have some type of role tonight, but I don't know. It could go either way tonight. I see.
Yeah, I just don't see the title change. I want to see Ambrose win it. But I think Ambrose is gonna finally win it, or Reigns will win it at SummerSlam in Brooklyn. I think that's when the title is gonna change hands. But
Reigns?
Hey, I think it's either Reigns or Ambrose is gonna win the title off, you know, to defeat Rollins.
Oh yeah, definitely. I think. Well, you think that's gonna happen tonight, or you think that's gonna happen at SummerSlam?
SummerSlam.
Oh, SummerSlam. Okay.
Yeah, I'm rooting for Ambrose, but I think Rollins will retain again.
Yeah, I mean, Rollins is a good champion, don't get me wrong, but the thing is that, you know, he hasn't really fought anyone, you know.
Well, he's cheated which is basically his job as a heel.
Yeah.
He's a, you know, like a wormy heel. He's not a tough, he's not, he's definitely the exact opposite of Brock Lesnar.
Yeah.
He's more like the you know, like Edge's gimmick, you know, what was it called? The extreme, what they said, the ultimate opportunist.
I was about to say optimistic, but opportunist, yeah, that's it.
You're thinking of Transformer, Optimus Prime. Let's roll out. But seriously, this is going to be an interesting pay-per-view, man. I don't think there'll be much title changes, but it'll be interesting. I think it'll be better than Extreme Rules, for sure.
Oh, yeah. Extreme Rules was just like a WrestleMania. It was like a WrestleMania do-over, I guess.
Yeah. Basically a lawn match, a glorified lawn match, basically.
Yeah, pretty much.
With that said, you have any last words you'd like to say?
Check out my show, iMac, Saturdays at 11. And come back here, check out Sports Urban Legend every Sundays at 6.
All right, you heard the man. Check out both shows, and I want to thank you all for listening to another episode of Sports Urban Legend with me, William Ramon, and he's Macaulay Matthew, and I'll see you guys next week with the wrap-up of Payback and what's going on in the world of sports.
Yeah, everyone enjoy. Peace.